Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my titmouse-loving friend John Lunger.
And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads in convenient to listen to podcast form. And we're keeping score because, you know, at the end, if we win our prizes, we receive the entirety of Wikipedia.
Oh, you know it, baby.
So coming off a big win last week with that
surprising win.
Tough to titmouse garbage, really.
Snatched from the jaws of defeat.
That brings the score. We're currently at 15 wins. Wikipedia's got 11. We've tied 6 times. We're pulling away.
Like, did we deserve to win last week? No. No, we did not.
No, not at all. And
but
we should clear that up. We acknowledge that we did a very subpar job.
Oh, yeah. We don't know a lot about titmice.
Mm-mm. Still don't.
I genuinely thought it was a mouse at the beginning of the episode.
Oh,
so
yeah?
You're like, no, dummy, it's a bird. I didn't know. Thought it was a mouse.
Well, and the sad part is we still don't know all that much because that's how bad that Wikipedia page was.
Yeah, normally we mess something up. We read the Wikipedia page. We learn something. We learn nothing except for that they live in the holes of a tree and not like a classic bird nest, like I said.
Yeah.
This is the only fact I took away. And also that they love peeping into windowsills because they's nasty.
Yeah.
Hey, John, I'm going to break with tradition here.
Okay.
I saw an interesting quote.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about it, and I kept thinking, oh, I should look more into this. And then I thought, well, no.
Is it a quote that I said?
No. Yeah. I'm just going to bring it to John, and then even though we don't like doing people.
Right.
And I think a big part of that was we didn't want to, like, disgrace anyone's legacy.
Or pump someone up who turns out to be trash.
Right. But what if we start with someone whose legacy is already trash because they were trash?
Uh-huh.
Hey, John, what you know about Warren G. Harding?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Not a lot.
Here's the quote that got this all started.
Yeah.
He said, I am not fit for this office. I never should have been here.
Very timely.
Yeah.
Very timely for 2019,
right.
Huh?
And I was like, I respect your introspection.
Yeah.
So Warren G. Harding was president.
He was president of the United States. Yes.
I don't know, like, what number or when.
Nope.
So I'm going to guess and say,
this episode is going to be a real criticism of the public school system here in America, huh? Because
well,
no idea. Didn't even know he was trash.
He
just assume
sucks.
They all are.
The quote was in context about, so he had several scandals that came out after he died. I know that.
Okay.
Several.
It's a good time for a scandal to come out there, Warren.
Yeah, several extramarital affairs. Even after he died, his family tried to keep one of his extramarital affairs, like, under wraps.
Okay.
But he died. Gotta
protect that Warren G. Harding gold, baby.
So when do we think in office?
I'm not thinking office at all, right? I mean, I know it's not super early.
No.
It's like, sort of like, you know how you don't know the states in the middle of the country?
Yeah.
I don't know the presidents.
You know,
middle.
Like 1 through 5.
Yeah,
and then
like barely.
40 through 45.
Yeah, yeah.
Early 20th century.
Okay.
Faux show.
Great. Love it.
I'm trying to, like,
what were his other scandals? Maybe that'll help us identify a time period.
Probably a lot. I only know the sex one, but they mentioned that there were more. So probably, like, he definitely killed a guy.
Okay.
He definitely.
Do you know how?
Strangulation.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Yeah,
strangling. You don't even get a weapon to, like,
no,
place it into
no,
him.
He did it with his bare hands while looking him in the eye.
Like a man.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Toxic masculinity. Okay, well,
I'm trying to think of, like, when election years were. Because it's every 4. But then I'm like, I don't know, maybe sometimes they skip. I don't know if that was always.
I feel like
in the 1920s.
Who are my, like, social studies and civics and histories teachers in elementary
school? Mr.
Gensel
is going to be disappointed.
Like, I don't remember any of mine.
Donnie Gens.
Let me down.
Let me apologize in advance. This is not your fault. Or my sophomore year history teacher, Mr. Smith, who I'm through marriage now some way related to.
Really?
Yeah, although I think he was earlier. He was like American Revolution stuff that we covered.
Okay. So
it's not his fault.
Yeah, no. Warren G. Harding, not involved in the American Revolution at all. Confident, locking in, final answer.
I think he died. I think he's like the one that died in office but wasn't assassinated. So I don't think he was in office very long.
Okay. Who's the guy that didn't wear a coat?
Oh, Shivers.
Shivers
McGillicuddy.
Shivers McGillicuddy. President. Please,
Shivers
McGillicuddy. Respect the office. President Shivers
McGillicuddy. Who didn't wear a coat?
At his inauguration. And then he got sick and died in office after like 30 days.
I don't know. I know it's like the thing in Veep where she's the president and
it's a
big question of whether she's going to make it past
that mark
of the shortest run in office. Chester A. Arthur?
I mean, I don't know. McKinley? I don't know.
Maybe McKinley.
I have no idea. Wow.
I think it might be McKinley.
Was it Harrison?
I don't know. Anyone you say, I'm going to be like, I think it's
that
one.
Yeah, it was
now.
That guy.
I think it's that one.
Was it the president in the movie Air Force One?
Yep. No, it was Bill Pullman in Independence Day.
Oh, President Pullman. I mean, he's my president. He really is. Always will be. Oh, woof. Huh?
So
Allison's going to be very disappointed in me. She's got two history degrees. Like, she's incredibly...
She's like, I wrote a dissertation on this.
She's so much smarter than I am. And
I watch your bullshit improv.
I know, right? She's like, I've
read
seen you pretend to be a
Warren
cat.
G. Harding.
Yeah. I know. The Animaniacs did a thing with all the presidents that I remembered being entertaining, but I don't remember any of the content.
I'm
going
to guess... Do you think he was a Republican, Democrat, or like Bull Moose Party?
I don't think Bull Moose was a thing.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? Are you sure?
Yeah. 100%. It was a real party that was running candidates.
I don't think we had a Bull Moose president, though.
Oh.
I'd remember that. That's delightful.
Teddy, maybe.
I think he was just part bull and part
I think it was a Teddy Roosevelt joint. But when was Teddy Roosevelt? I think Harding was after Roosevelt. I don't know why I thought this would be fun to do.
I was going to say, in what moment, like, we hate doing people.
I know, but he sucks. So it's not like we said that he strangled the guy while looking him in the eye.
I don't know.
That's
man.
Probably not true.
Oh, it's not true? I believed you.
But I don't care. I don't know, man.
His family sounds like they'd be the legit litigious type. They tried to cover up some affairs post-mortem. Oof. This guy's got some gold. His family knows where it is, and they're protecting it. National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets
Ooh.
Style.
Book of Secrets, National Treasure 3, Warren G. Harding's gold.
We deserve a National Treasure 3. Come
we
on,
deserve
Hollywood.
The job of writing National Treasure 3.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, you and me.
Oh, my God. Dibs.
We write this script.
Let's do
it. I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, it totally is.
If it is.
If you say dibs on a podcast.
I tried doing that with the Alf reboot, and I've not heard anything.
Yeah, but this is different. This is in my wheelhouse. I can help.
Oh, Alf's not in my wheelhouse? How dare you?
No, Alf's not in my wheelhouse. I can help. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
We're a team. Ugh. Oh, man.
We're not a team in, like, all things.
When I went to Paris with Allie, I think it was, like, 2009-ish. They were just getting the National Treasure sequel, so I got to see National Treasure 2, La Livre du Secret, advertised everywhere, and I was like...
Must have been very exciting.
It was very fun for me.
Very
it made me giggle that they translated that movie into other languages, which I know is very common in Hollywood, but like that movie is shades of its predecessor.
I don't think I saw the second one. I'm not 100% sure I saw the first one.
Oh, it's a fucking romp. It's a romp.
All right, so here's what we do. We turn this episode into our pitch for National Treasure 3,
mm-hmm.
Warren G. Harding's gold.
We'll see. Okay, I don't know if we want to do that.
By using facts that we
here's
know
the
about
thing.
Warren
here's
G. Harding.
Here's the thing. Okay, spoiler alert coming up for National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets, okay? So if you haven't seen that movie yet, You don't want to know?
But I don't care.
Skip
spoilers
ahead
are for cowards.
Okay. So, they uncover, like, a lost, like, city of gold type thing on the other side of Mount Rushmore, basically.
Okay.
In that movie. So, I don't think we want gold.
In Super North Dakota?
And, like, inside the mountain. Like, on the other side of the faces is what I mean. Like, inside.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, literally on the
other side. Super North
of
Dakota sounds amazing.
No,
but
like,
no, that's
like
not
literally,
I mean.
Like, on the back of the mountain, there's just this big-ass gold city that no one ever thought, like, let's go look at the other side.
Right.
See what's
like
over
the,
there.
It's like the big reveal at the end of From Dusk Till Dawn.
Is Rushmore North or South Dakota? South Dakota.
Oh. I don't know. Why do we have two?
You know, just to brag.
I guess.
It's like the thing where you have, like, the extra half bathroom in your house just so you can, like, sell it at a higher value.
Okay.
Where you're like, oh, yeah, this house, it doesn't just have two bathrooms. It's got 2.5 bathrooms.
Yeah, so if you need to pee and you're, like, a little farther away from the full bath, you can go in this little this room.
That's why we have two Dakotas and Carolinas, so we can brag about how many states we got.
The Dakotas and the Carolinas are the powder room of America.
Well, West Virginia split off because of the Civil War.
Right, because of slavery.
Yeah, they're like, no, thank you.
We're not good with that.
No. So good job, West Virginia.
Yep.
North and South Dakota, I feel like we're probably Dakota at one point, and they're like, let's two states. Let's just do, like...
All right.
We have 47.
Okay, so we're
we don't want to be in an odd number.
We're in a rabbit hole inside a rabbit hole right now. So
we are
stop,
deep
let's
in
stop
a hole.
Talking about the Dakotas, because the Dakotas will play no part in
national
territory.
All right, Warren G. Harding.
Warren G. Harding.
Was president.
Mm-hmm.
From 1920 to 1923, because he didn't finish out a term because he died.
Right.
Because he had an obstructed bowel.
Right. During his brief presidency, he uncovered a series of mysteries that revealed that alchemy is actually real.
Sure.
And he could make gold, and he could also create a tonic that would lead to everlasting life.
Considering he died in office, I don't know that.
He never had the chance to do it.
Okay,
and
so
his obstructed bowel was a result of a botched job doing this experiment.
So he was trying to make everlasting life potion and then just like plugged up his butt.
Right, but he did leave all of his notes scattered around in the basement of the White House.
And so that's why his family's trying to cover up the scandal.
So
he wrote love letters to the woman he was having an affair with, but they were like coded.
Right.
So, like, if anybody found it, you wouldn't read it and be like, obviously, this is Warren G. Harding.
Right, yeah. There was, like, a cipher.
Talking about
you needed a cipher to decode.
So he would, like, use code words for stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe there was no extramarital affair. Maybe it's all, that's the secret, baby. That's how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Oh, my God.
He
was covering up his alchemy discoveries with his partner.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, we can't let anybody know that we're secret wizards.
Yeah.
We'll just tell everyone we're boning.
Love it. Who was his vice president?
Probably whoever was next president.
So future next president.
So since we know our president so well. So
it's revealed that the big twist at the end of this, as Nicolas Cage is investigating everything and he's going through all the clues, finding everything, the big reveal is that future next president, the vice president, is the one that killed Warren G. Harding.
What? He was the bowel obstruction?
He was the bowel obstruction.
Impossible Voyage style? Like, got in a little tiny spaceship, shrunk down,
flew
into Harding?
So he knew...
Obstructed those bowels?
He knew that Warren was a secret wizard, right? So he's like, I need to learn some secret magic, too. He figured out how to shrink himself down, just like the rumor of the Avengers Endgame ending where Ant-Man pops into Thanos' butthole. It's exactly like that, except we're actually going to do it, Glenn. Our movie's actually going to have that.
Nice. Who do we think was the VP? Who are we talking? other, just think of another early 20th century president. Hoover, I think, was.
When was Taft?
It's too late for Hoover.
When was Taft?
It might be Taft. It might be Tafty times.
Yeah, yeah, it's Taftastic. The Tafted Titmouse.
Hoover, Coolidge?
Coolidge? Yeah, it's Coolidge. It's Coolidge. Let's go with Coolidge.
Okay.
I just want to move on. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Vice President
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge, whose first name I definitely remembered before you said it.
Okay.
I was definitely 100% about to say.
Oh yeah.
Calvin and not
Hobbs.
Clive Coolidge. Like no one would think that. Yeah. So he died in 1923. When was he born? This is the act one, like the young 18. Warren G. Harding
when did
story.
He die?
Like, you know how Batman Begins starts with little Batman?
Yeah.
Little Bats.
Well, I mean, little Batty, Bruce Wayne.
Little Bats. Little Warren G.
He's got to regulate, baby.
Yeah, so Warren G. does the soundtrack for our movie.
Oh, my God. This movie's amazing. I forgot the question.
18.
Oh yeah, when did you say he died? 1923.
I'm saying 1923.
So he was born in like 1857.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, 1857.
His birth started the American Civil War.
I don't think so. Hey, where was he born? Where was his hometown?
Ooh, good question. So.
Where's this presidential library?
Mid to late 19th century, so not all the states were states.
Right.
Some of the states didn't want to be states no more. I feel like you're probably going to have a hard time getting elected from, like, a territory, Ohio.
You think he's from Ohio?
I think he's from Ohio.
Great.
Like a not OG 13. But still pretty old state.
Okay.
Ohio.
I'm on board.
Solid. State bird, the Cardinal. State dead president, Warren G.
Love
Harding.
It.
State rapper, Warren G.
Wow. This was one of your better ideas.
Ohio or... he's from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
He is?
I don't know.
You were just... there. Is that you're just saying that? Yeah, you're just there.
That's exactly what I'm just saying.
Did you see any like monuments?
I didn't see like a statue,
like...
but he sucks. Like, people don't like him. If you list the presidents in order of how good at that being president they were,
right?
He might be second to last. He's not last.
I think he's like bottom maybe five, but
he's down there.
Yeah. Why? Well, just why?
Just because of all the scandals, and he wasn't there very long, and he did a bad job. I mean, he knew it.
Yeah.
Like, if he's being quoted as saying, I am not fit for this office. I never should have been here. Like, that's not a guy who's doing great.
It's true.
See, have you ever done a job where you sit there at your desk or whatever and you think, I'm not fit for this office. I never should have been here?
I can't say I've ever thought that Warren G. Harding quote before.
I'm thinking more of like the spirit of things, not necessarily verbatim.
I'm more interested in the secret wizard that he was. The alchemist, if you will.
Yeah, so when did he discover alchemy?
He didn't discover alchemy. Nicholas Flamel was really...
Come
on, man. Come on. I don't know. You want to cut
aside?
Isn't
that the plot of Hudson Hawk?
It's a plot of a lot of things. It's As Above, So Below. It's loosely in the Harry Potter series. Like, it's a thing. Like, alchemy is a historic thing that people tried. It's not a real thing.
No, yeah,
that
like
you can
people
accomplish.
For real tried.
Yeah.
It was a lot of pee related stuff. We should have done one on alchemy. There's so much piss.
Man.
There's so much piss in alchemy.
Yeah?
Oh my God, they pissed in everything.
Right? Where they're like I'm trying to make gold. This is yellow. Let's put it on stuff and see what happens.
Oh, man.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's incredible because they found like, what is it, phosphorus? There's legit useful shit in your pee that if you do enough weird alchemy stuff to it, you can get it out of there. You can make your pee glow. And that's, I think it's phosphorus.
You doing okay?
No. Too much alchemy.
Woof. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. Step aside. Thank our sponsors. I imagine this Wikipedia page is going to be pretty beefy.
Probably a beefy one. Probably
let's hope like it's got thick, some good stuff, man.
I just want to learn more. But I just want an excuse to read the Warren G. Harding Wikipedia page into a microphone.
Sorry, that's my job. That's what I do.
I didn't want to just do it. I have too many kids to just be reading Wikipedia pages.
You have so many kids.
So many.
All right, well,
let's
take a break.
How many kids did Warren G. Harding have? 18.
How many? I was actually going to say a dozen.
Sure.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside, take a quick break, thank our sponsors, and when we're back, the official Wikipedia page of Warren G.
Official.
Hey, everyone. John here from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast.
Oh, Johnny Lungs?
Yeah. Hey, Glenn.
Improvised Wikipedia?
I didn't see you over there.
Oh,
how are
friend.
You?
Hi, friend.
You want to do this little plug for this week's sponsor with me?
Well, tell me what it is.
You know what it is. You ever have to make fire?
Oh, yeah. I'm honestly, my New Year's resolution for 2019 was arson, so yep.
Yeah. You know the best way to make fire? Matches. It's a little all stick. Right. It's a little stick.
It's fun because like, it's kind of retro.
Yeah.
It's like when you get a drink at a fancy bar and it comes with one big ice cube.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, this is a little more complicated than it needs to be, but fun.
You know, one of my favorite things about matches is you can get them for free at a gas station, which just seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
When I go to Wawa in the morning, right, get my coffee, doing that
you
whole thing.
You can light that whole thing up.
Yeah, people buy cigarettes all the time. They're like, hey, can I get a pack of matches? And they just make it rain with matches. I'm like, you sell gas.
Yeah. Most of this building is flammable.
This is a bad idea. But matches are a great idea. Always a great idea. Convenient. You can put them in your pocket. If you've got to write some sort of secret code,
yeah,
a great place to,
well,
to write it.
You got an important detail that's going to be a clue and a mystery. Write that on a matchbook.
Oh, my God. So great, right? You got to hide a number sequence. Take out matches in each of the row corresponding to the number that you're trying to do.
Do you have to do a few of the science experiments in a science book I had as a kid that my parents wouldn't let me do because they had to do with matches? Get matches.
Do you have a lot of candles, but you don't have any lighters? Matches are a good way to fire those suckers up.
Do you want to run a factory that's very dangerous and has very poor working conditions? Start a match factory. They're very dangerous.
Yeah.
The factories. Matches themselves, less so. Because there's fewer of them per pack.
It's true. Well, if you're in the market for some fresh matches, you're in the right place. Because if you use promo code Improv Wikipedia, it's a different one. It's usually different. It's Improv Wikipedia at checkout. You'll save some dough. Thanks, matches, for being tiny fire sticks that you can put in your pocket.
Burn it up.
All right, we are back, and we are here to learn all
look
about...
Look at that silent film villain-looking motherfucker.
Warren G. Harding, the 29th president of the United States. I have incredible news
for
you.
So I'm doing math backwards to try to get a number on there.
Hold on, bud. Hold on. When did you say Mr. Warren G. Harding died?
1923, I believe.
Do you know when Warren G. Harding died?
1923?
1923. We are surprisingly in the game.
I went back in time and killed him so I could be right about this detail.
Where did we say Warren G. Harding was from?
Ohio.
Where do you
and or Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Where do you think
Fort Wayne, Ohio? I got both.
He was from Ohio.
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn, who did we say was Warren G. Harding's vice president?
I said somebody, and you said Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge.
Yeah.
We are chalking up the facts here, baby. The only thing that I think we need is to find out he was interested in alchemy, and I'm going to call it a win. If that is on this page somewhere...
Yeah, if he's a secret wizard anywhere on this Wikipedia page...
We fucking win.
Clean this motherfucker's clock.
All right, buddy. You ready for me to dive in here?
Get nasty.
Oh, wow. I have no idea how to say his middle name. There's a reason why they just call him Warren G. Harding. Warren Gamaliel Harding? Born November 2nd, 1865, died August 2nd, 1923, was the 29th president of the United States from 1921 until his death in 1923.
I said 1920 to 23, but I forgot the
close
election
enough.
Year inauguration thing.
This motherfucker was a member. It doesn't say that. Sorry, I was editorializing. A member of the Republican Party, he was one of the most popular U.S. presidents to that point. After his death, a number of scandals, such as the Teapot Dome, came to life, as did his extramarital teapot. It's a thing that I read about in history class, but I don't remember what it was.
The Teapot Dome.
Yeah, the Teapot Dome scandal. We'll get there.
All right. It sounds like a badly named corporate-sponsored arena.
Maybe. His extramarital affair with Nan Britton. Each of them eroded his popular regard. He is often rated as one of the worst presidents in historical rankings.
Yeah.
Harding lived in rural Ohio all his life, except when political service took him elsewhere. As a young man, he bought the Marion Star and bought it into a successful newspaper. In 1899, he was elected to the Ohio State Senate. He spent 4 years there, then was elected lieutenant governor. He was defeated for governor in 1910, but was elected to the United States Senate 4 years later. He ran for the Republican nomination for president in 1920, and he was considered a long shot until after the convention began. The leading candidates could not gain the needed majority, and the convention deadlocked. Harding's support grew gradually until he was nominated on the 10th ballot. He conducted a front porch campaign, remaining for the most part in Marion and allowing people to come to him, and running on a theme of a return to normalcy of the pre-World War I period. He won a landslide over Democrat James M. Cox and Socialist Party candidate Eugene Debs and became the first sitting senator to be elected president. Harding appointed a number of well-regarded figures to his cabinet, including Andrew Mellon at Treasury, Herbert Hoover to the Department of Commerce, and Charles Evan Hughes at the State Department. A major foreign policy achievement came with the Washington Naval Conference of 1921 through 22, in which the world's major naval powers agreed on a naval limitations program that lasted a decade. His cabinet members Alfred Fall and Harry Daugherty were each later tried for corruption in office. These other scandals greatly damaged Harding's posthumous reputation. Harding died of a heart attack in San Francisco while on a Western tour and was succeeded, by Vice President Calvin Coolidge.
Died in San Francisco?
Yeah.
You know what San Francisco's famous for?
Calvin Coolidge.
Gold Rush.
Gold Rush. Okay. Well, hey, maybe. Yeah.
He's out there rushing some gold.
Maybe.
It's World Alchemist.
All right. So this is a very beefy page, as we thought it would. There's a surprising amount of information. Not surprising. There's a similar amount of information to any other president, I would imagine. There's a section on early life and career. Him being an editor at the newspaper, his start in politics, him being a rising politician. Then it recaps state senator, Ohio state leader, U.S. senator, junior senator. Goes through the election, through the convention. Like, this is a beefy page. This is a pretty good page. I'm not going to read it because we just don't have time. Want to get to some of the scandals. Scrolling. It's actually got his policies on here. Wow. It's a good page.
What about that alchemy, though?
Here we go. Here's the scandal section. Harding appointed a number of friends and acquaintances to federal positions. Some serve competently, like Charles E. Sawyer, the Harding's personal physician from Marion, who attended to them in the White House. Sawyer alerted Harding to the Veterans Bureau scandal. Others proved ineffective in office, like Daniel R. Crissinger, a Marion lawyer whom Harding made comptroller of the currency and later governor of the Federal Reserve Board, or his old friend Frank Scobie. I think we all know Frank Scobie, the director of the Mint, who noted did little damage during his tenure. So I guess that's the best thing you can say about him. He did little damage.
Little damage.
Harding's brother-in-law was a superintendent of federal prisons. Whatever. You ready for Teapot Dome?
Yeah. What is a Teapot Dome?
The scandal which has likely done the greatest damage to Harding's reputation is Teapot Dome. Like most of the administration scandals, it came public light after his death, and he was not aware of the illegal aspects. Teapot Dome involved an oil reserve in Wyoming, which was one of three set aside for the use of the Navy in a national emergency. There was a long-standing argument that the reserves should be developed. Wilson's first Interior Secretary, Franklin Knight Lane, was an advocate of this position. When the Harding administration took office, the Interior Secretary, Fall, took up Lane's argument, and Harding signed an executive order on May 21st, of 1921, transferring the reserves from the Navy Department to the Interior.
Scandalous!
This was done with the consent of the Navy Secretary. Blah, 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 so the oil, blah, 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 blah. Basically, Bish stole some oil.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not nearly as exciting as I was hoping.
Unless maybe he's stealing that oil to turn it into gold.
I mean, presumably. This page is very, very long, and there's legitimately good information on it, but what I'm going to do right now is just a little control F search for the word alchemy. And it is not there.
So what was the secret? That's why National Treasure 3 is going to work so well.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I mean, this is a good Wikipedia page. There, it's all very well cited. Like, this is...
It was not a surprise, right?
Like, American history presidents, right? Like, there's a ton of information out there.
Sure, so this was a mistake from the jump, is what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, ultimately, for the scope of this project... A page like this can go to show you the possibilities and the potential of Wikipedia as a platform.
Right.
Right? Like, this is one of the good ones. This is what is possible. There are literally 262 references on this page, and there's also a bibliography and some additional external links. Like, this is just a well-researched and well-maintained page. Like, this is one of the good ones. We didn't have a shot.
It's no titmouse.
It isn't. This page is also so long, so that like when we
so
talk
we're
about,
not gonna read it.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, like we try to keep our podcasts within reasonable lengths, right? This isn't exactly serial. No one's gonna be tuning in for a series of several weeks at 90 minutes at a time to hear us read a Wikipedia page.
Not with that attitude, they're not.
That's true. But my point was, we could leave a fake fact on here very easily. Like,
ooh, good point.
His obsession with alchemy could get on this Wikipedia page and probably fly under the radar for a very long time.
I think we slide that in there. I think that's what gets him in San Francisco.
Yeah. Not a heart attack, but a reaction to a potion.
No, that's why he's in San Francisco doing alchemy research.
Yeah. I don't buy it.
Because all the gold.
I mean, there's just no way around it. We got to call this one a loss. It's fine. I mean, the good news is we come out of it with a great start.
I'll take a loss. We have a great pitch for National Treasure 3.
Yep.
The Search for Warren G. Harding's Gold.
We got to work on that title, but I'm with you. I don't know. It's always crappy to end on a loss.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. The titmouse one we didn't deserve to win, so...
I guess this is balancing out.
Yeah, I guess I'll take it. I think we're still ahead, right?
We are. We still have
in the grand scheme of things
a 3-page lead still moving forward. So there's not really that much to hang our head on. Sorry, bud.
Well, you know what? We're not fit for this Wikipedia page, and we never should have been here.
See you next week.